This is Electric Sisterhood podcast episode number 195. Your mother should know.
Let's all get up and dance to a song that was a hit before your mother was born. Though she was born a long, long time ago, your mother should know.
Sisterhood, home of the best.
The fucking best.
Girl gaming to gadget and anime podcast. I'm Ninja Sister.
And I am Pandalicious.
Welcome to our very special Mother's Day episode.
Hello.
Now, I know you're thinking it's early. You're right. It is. But you know, you should praise your mom on all kinds of days, not just
when she pays your bills.
Right. Although you should praise her whenever she pays your bills.
Of course.
You know, make a dinner, make a nacho, smile, hugs. Hugs are good. Moms are suckers for hugs.
Unless she doesn't have arms. But I mean, I guess still then she likes hugs.
They still like to get the hugs.
Yeah.
Okay. So just, it's a tip from us. The more you should know. If things are going wrong with your hugger, and then say, I love you. But you have to say it like that. If you don't say it where it sounds sincere, you're going to be up the creek.
Yeah.
But you know what will keep you from being up the creek?
Coming to our website.
Absolutely. So make sure you visit us at www.electricsisterhood.com. Or you can use the short address, which is?
ESH.mobi. That's ESH.MOBI. The short address will bounce to the long one, and you can check out any articles that have been written within the week. If you have any questions about those articles or just questions for us, you can email us at questions@ESH.mobi. If you aren't listening to us on iTunes, subscribe, please.
Click o el botano.
And if you don't want to do that, you can plug us into any RSS feeder, any podcast search engine, and you can also listen to some great shows coming out of the ESH camp.
That's right. We've got all kinds of entertainment that we pretty much update on a regular basis to keep you in the geek chic lifestyle all week long. So we kick off the week with our shows that come out every Monday. Then on Tuesday, you can listen to the Boston Bastard Brigade, which is co-hosted by our very own King Baby Duck. Fun, lovable bastards all. Couple of wenches thrown in there every so often. But you get things from a very interesting Bostonian perspective, meaning accent. Lots of fun.
Oh, lots of accent.
Lots of the Bostonian accent going on there. So make sure that you check them out to get, you know, a look on things that are not necessarily electronic or geeky in nature, but can be that way. Pop culture stuff. It's yummy for your brain. And then on Wednesdays, boom! Bitch slapped you with a new episode of the Geek Aggro Podcast, co-hosted by our very own Deuces Wild. So right there, you got podcast geek goodness all the way to hump day. And then to get you to hump day and through it, well, there's all the stuff that we write on the various sites. So make sure that you're checking all of them out, that you're subscribing to all of them. Keep your nerd quotient high, people. Because we had a big giveaway last week, I just wanted to give a round of applause. And also a shout out to all of our winners.
Hey!
So if you were following us on Twitter, you know that we had a giveaway last week with some download codes for the Kick-Ass game on the PSN. And Frozen Muffin, Captain Soap, Gekaton, and Para Para Penguin, thank you so much for all of your tweets. We feel so loved. Enjoy the game. And for our grand prize winner, Para Para Para, Penguin.
When?
I think I threw an extra para in there.
There was an extra para.
Yeah,
in there.
I did. But it's just such a cute name. And, you know, Pixel Junk Shooter is just so much fun. She also gets the PS3 stand, the copy of Borderlands, and the copy of Little Big Planet for the PSP. So you go, girl. Congratulations.
Wow. It'd enjoy be the goodness.
Yeah. So with that, I'm going to let you get into our very special Mother's Day episode.
Press the button. It's free. We're funny.
You'll get like a new episode every Monday.
And it doesn't hurt your mom.
It doesn't. It totally. We're good for your mom.
Well.
Yeah. Well, it more than likely.
We won't kill your mom.
Will not harm your mother.
Yes, that's disclaimer. No parents will be harmed during
No parents have ever been harmed during the recording.
No, immediately after.
We can't talk about that. We can't. The court order says we're not allowed to talk about that. It's ridiculous how much you can get in touch with us. So with that, in touch, not touch.
Touchy.
I'm touchy. No, stop. I'm going to tell mom. I will tell her right now.
All right, fine. I'll stop it.
Touch. Stop it! I'm telling. Mom!
Yeah, because she can hear you all the way over there.
Well, she can feel me through the internet.
I thought you didn't want any touching. Really, oh!
I'm not going to say anything. It's going to come out so wrong. So I'm just going to leave that alone.
They had these t-shirts that said gay ? Fine by me. So, you know, if you signed up to wear the shirt on a particular day, you got a shirt for free. So I'm like, hell yeah, a free t-shirt.
Right.
So I bring it home and I make sure that, you know, I leave it out so that mom can read it so that, you know, mom could ask me about it.
Yeah.
Mom doesn't ask me about it. So I go to school, everything's great. And I come home and I take off my coat and she's like, gay? I'm like, mom, I took this out for you last night. Yes, I support gay people. And then I took it off and put on my pajamas. But I think she was a little shocked. But apparently it takes a day, the shock to set.
In?
Yeah. So I've been seeing a lot of advertisements for, you know, all these things Funimation is doing. You know, Moonphrase, you know, Conan, and then Peach Girl, which is what I'm going to talk about. You know, and I'll sit there and I'll watch with mom. And, you know, mom's like, that looks very interesting.
Your mom watches anime with you? That's awesome.
Some things, not everything.
Mom watches anime porn with her.
Once!
Okay, that's not quite as awesome.
Once!
That's kind of creepy.
You should actually ask Panda about that story.
I got really uncomfortable watching Miss Saigon with my parents, and because there was a scene with prostitutes on the stage humping each other.
Oh, please. That's nothing.
I couldn't watch porn with my parents because that's just creepy.
Watch, like, Yoma fucking ninjas with your mom and then come talk to me.
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm never going to.
Oh, well, I didn't find it all that. It was quite a comfortable experience. But anyway.
I like worms aren't kosher, washing porn with mom. The darkness tells me to hurt puppies and getting rich with toast.
Alright, so here's the thing. If we do watching porn with mom, Amanda has to say the title.
Oh my god, no! I don't want to do it.
But it's true. You would have to say it because you're the one.
Well, I don't want to do it.
But do you want to start doing that? Whoever said the line in the podcast has to say it in the title.
I think we should. I think that'd be really cool. All
right.
I don't want to say that.
And then all
right. So that one's out because she doesn't want to say that one.
Because I didn't want to bring that up.
You did though.
No, she brought it up. Oh. Sorry, I don't go around saying, oh, by the way, I watched porn with mom. And it was once, okay?
Yeah, but it was
once
two different series.
I watched porn with mom.
She calls me up and she's like, Rochelle, you're never going to believe what happened. I'm like, what? She goes, well, I bought some anime. I was like, yeah. She goes, well, I bought some anime.
I bought an anime like, film. That's
and I was like, yeah. And I was like,
film.
Yeah. And she goes, and so I brought it in the house and... You know, I was not, like, putting it out for mom to see or anything. I'm like, yeah. She goes, so mom asked me what I bought, and I was like, an anime. And she's like, oh, let's watch it. And I'm like, no, you won't want to watch this one. And I'm like, yeah. And she goes, so mom kept asking me about it. So finally I had to tell her what it was. And she goes, she comes back from over at Teenies. And it's like, let's watch it together. And I was like, tell me you did not. She goes, yeah. So I ended up having to watch it with mom.
What titles?
And, like,
which ones?
And then like, she goes like this. And she goes, and then I had to explain stuff to her. And that's when I died laughing.
Yes, seriously.
Wait, which one? Like, which ones did you watch?
I watched The Blue Girl with mom. So mom's just like, oh, so those tentacle things? And I'm like,
She's like, so wait, they're ninjas and they use sex as their karate? I'm like, yes. She's like, and the guy won that battle because he's put semen in her? I'm like, yes. It was very embarrassing, and
I didn't really understand La Blue Girl. It's a terrible series.
I know. And now that's why
it's got no story progression whatsoever.
I like Teacher's Pet way better.
I never saw that one.
Never seen
it. It's actually really good. I actually like that one.
I've never actually seen any anime porn. I keep trying to download that thing that you told me, and I can't get it.
What?
That's sad.
Bible Black.
And
oh my
Bible
god,
Black
do not
Testament.
Watch Bible.
You told me to get it!
No.
You told me to get her not to watch Bible Black? Why?
No, she told me to get it. She told me to get that, and you said Night Shift Nurses. That's what I have on my list.
I like Night Shift Nurses.
I love just Bible Black. And Bible Black New Testament's even better.
Just, if you're gonna watch Night Shift Nurses, don't watch the one where he shoves the eggs up her butt.
Ew.
Yeah, don't watch that one. I was just warning you.
Okay, good to know. So, start watching your porn now, ladies.
Oh, I do.
And
I
reading
have to try
your
to
porn.
Elude it from mom.
Because otherwise she'll want to watch it with you.
Yeah, I know. That's
yeah, because I wrote down, don't watch hentai with mom. It's a bad idea.
It is, because she asks questions all the
time. That's kind of uncomfortable.
Yeah.
My mom, it's sex. You know what it is. You don't need to ask me why he's doing it that way. And don't ask me this is her fitting in her. It's an anime, okay? Or rather, she did have this one comment. She's like, it's very anatomically correct. And I'm like, oh my god. Yeah, because it showed the inside, like it going in her. Like, oh. And I'm like, oh my god. Anyway,
I thought his tag on was uncomfortable.
Ah, the story just gets better as you tell it more and more.
I really wish I had recorded Esh Mom's response to Two Girls, One Cup. That would have been... Oh.
I still haven't seen that, and I am...
I refuse to see that.
Really, really sad that you made our mom watch that.
Have any of you two ever seen either cake farts or pudding farts?
I have heard about cake farts.
Heard about it? Not interested.
And you know, I think it's a horrible thing that lady is doing to cakes. What does cake ever do to her besides fill her tummy with goodness?
I don't know. Maybe the cake was the soul of a psycho. There was a psycho killer's soul in that cake, and it was the only way to defeat it.
No.
Defart it, maybe. Sorry, I couldn't help that, guys. Sorry. But that was disgusting. I don't even want to imagine what pudding farts looks like.
Especially the last few seconds of that will ruin the rest of your life.
Hey, Esh Mom, check this out.
You are so mean to Mom.
Oh my god, have you guys been playing the Bayonetta demos? Love them!
Girl, I told you about the Bayonetta demo a long time ago, and you were like, whatevs. Okay, no big whoop. And I was like, you don't understand.
It was actually really funny. I was playing, and loosely my fun is funny. I was playing on, I think, Thursday morning, and someone from chat who's on my friends list was like, how do you like playing loserly in that game? And I'm like, she does kind of look like... I was like, I wonder if loserly really has these kind of powers, because that'd be really awesome. But I just thought it was funny.
Yeah, the only thing is, like, she's like an old British whore.
Pretty much.
She's like an Amazon. I'm like, Lucy would have to wear, like, 12-inch heels. But still, people are linking you to her. But, I mean, she's pretty, I mean, outside of being a British whore, she's, you know, got some
besides that, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, if you get past the British whore piece, she does wear glasses. She does have dark hair.
So that's classy.
Oh, yeah. That's
glasses are classy.
They are. They are very nice, you know. Glasses. Okay, makes you think that she reads.
Yeah, okay.
I'm trying to help here.
She takes an angelic staff, shoves it in the ground, and pole dances on it.
Alright, so here's the thing, okay? Everybody summons things differently, alright? Not everybody summons is...
Oh, God. Esh Mom had a hoot watching you play 13? It the other day. Esh Mom was like, is she naked? I'm like,
yes.
Sort of.
Yes, actually she is.
Yes. And I was like, well, that's a very strange game. You're not getting that, are you? And I'm like,
yes, I am. Just so. Yeah. Hey, wait till you start playing Dante's Inferno.
Oh my god, I played the demo.
Gonna love that.
Oh no. Well, she wouldn't have to worry about Dante's Inferno, because if I got it, I'd probably get it for the PS3, which is upstairs in my room.
Well, I mean, anyway. S-Mom to this day is very surprised that I like violent games. But then when I play Viva Pinata, she laughs at me.
Oh, and that's the most violent, incestuous game ever.
I know. But I'm just saying, so like,
after
you know,
about three matings of my worms, I realized that my daddy worms were mating with their children worms, and it didn't seem to be a problem.
Wow.
Well, they're worms.
But it's,
but anyway.
Okay, well, what happens when it's foxes?
Well,
you get a couple of generations in, and eventually grandpa's tapping that ass.
Okay, okay.
The game is so wrong. Well, it's true.
But anyway.
They all live on a commune, and they're all fighting each other.
Anyway.
And then you sell them off.
Let me.
Or one dies, and then all the other piñatas come around and eat them.
This will work for everybody. Even moms who are in the kitchen who don't realize what you're playing and then come in going, what are you playing?
Yeah. But then they'll sit down and watch.
Wait, she gets on her hands and knees. And
yeah, backwards.
Backwards.
So
she's got ass is shooting, her ass is in your face?
No, her pussy is in your face.
Okay, pussy's in your face.
Yep, and it shoots the thing
and she
out.
She shoots out an uncircumcised penis. That grabs you.
Yeah. Basically. It's like a tentacle that comes out.
That's so wrong.
And it grabs you. And
this
it
is
does
wrong
damage.
Even for me.
This is not a game that you should play in front of Eshmom.
I would not recommend
that. That is not how you want to go with it.
You're like, Amanda. Because everyone knows that that's my name. Yeah, delicious. Is that a... Yes, Mom. Are the yes, Mom?
And why is oh?
What kind of game is this?
Don't forget the sex. I'm spoiling the sex.
Yeah, okay. Well, you're the only one of us that actually pulled that off. So
well, yes, okay. So,
I know you're so excited.
I am, because as we already know, I had a field day with the whole. Oh my god, I can pee standing up. So you have to imagine how elated I was at the fact that there's a point where Ethan gets the fuck the shit out of Madison in the hotel room. So, if you didn't know that, I'm sorry that you had to find out from me.
But we told you we were going to spoil some shit.
Yeah. And it is completely worth it, ladies and gentlemen. I played it, like I was talking earlier, I had played it in front of Eshmom. And I was debating on whether or not I was going to do it again and have Eshmom watch. Because Eshmom had watched me play Dragon Age and thought it was really interesting how they all had sex with bras and panties on. And then she thought it was even more interesting that, you know, in space you can have sex without having to take any clothes off. Which is like, Mass Effect 2.
Like, and, all right, so you can have sex with bras and panties on, or you can have sex with all your clothes on.
You know, so she was expecting that was going to happen here. And believe it or not, it's sexy. You know, Ethan, depending on, you know, how well you've been doing with your trials, might have one gash on his head and could possibly be missing a finger, maybe, or not. And, you know, he's battered and he's bruised, but he's saving his son. And us women, we know that a man who is determined like that and has that kind of passion.
Oh, he's hot. He gonna get some. Yeah.
And Madison's just like, I want your man piece. And you have the option to take her or not. And if you haven't done it yet, then you need to. Because, I mean, it is action-packed. There's unzipping of pants and shirts are lifting off. And you even get to do that whole, I'm going to take off your bra and we're going to roll around on the hotel floor in our jeans. And then we're going to take our jeans off and we're going to fuck on the floor. Fuck the bed. Fuck conventional fucking, ladies and gentlemen. This is hardcore dirty like in the old days. Fuck it.
In a seedy motel.
In a motel. Not even a hotel. A motel.
Yep. No Holiday Inn. Mm-mm.
And I mean, nope. It is awesome. So I'm like, all right, well, let me take a shower. Let me play along with the game here. And, you know, this is where you get some boob. You get your boob shot, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, pretty.
Believe it or not, they're pretty. They're pretty impressive tits.
They're not bad.
No, and as I was having Esh mom watch me play, I purposely, because you know if you don't touch anything when she's under the shower, she'll just keep rubbing herself. And Esh mom was kind of like, "How is she showering without any soap?" You know, but regardless, she's just like, "Wow, it's really detailed," and I'm like, "Yes, point taken."
Apparently, I failed the blacklist.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and start the business because we can't
get black test
stuff.
Yes, I failed it years
ago. And she fails it miserably. All right,
I want to take the black test just to see.
So, you'll probably do better than me.
No, because seriously, the whitest person I know is half black.
Is that me?
No, because both of your parents are of the same race.
No,
No?
No.
No.
Oh. My daddy was as black as midnight, and my mommy's as pure as milk with, you know, Portuguese, like, sweet stuff.
Okay, whatever. But I'm talking, like, an Irish parent and a, like, straight off the continent.
Okay, so does a half Scottish, half Portuguese parent count?
Yeah, I know.
Is she half Scottish?
Yeah.
I saw your mom once in passing. Okay.
I know. Yeah. Mom doesn't stick around.
So I don't even know.
I know. Like, no comment.
I know. You know what pisses mom off, which is so funny? And then we really have to get to the business.
Yeah.
Is that people think that she looks like Greek or Italian.
I know.
She didn't even think it. I saw her, what, like a year and a half ago? I don't even remember what she looks like.
Everyone says I look like her, but I think I look like my dad.
Actually, you saw her like a couple of months ago.
Yeah, but I didn't see her.
Well, don't worry.
Okay.
How did you miss her? When I got introduced to you, she was standing next to me.
I was looking at you because I'd never met you before.
Oh. Yeah, she was on the other side.
I was wowed by your grace and beauty.
Oh, you mean my shortness. It happens.
I try not to be a douche, generally, and that works out pretty well for me.
I'm a douche in private. I will admit that.
I'll agree with that. I will not contend that. But we're family, so I still love you.
Okay.
Yeah. I think that's fair.
Yeah.
Isn't that how that's supposed to work anyway?
What? That there's supposed to be a douche in the family? Aren't there like 87 in ours?
Yeah, we actually
have an overload of douche.
Our douche to normal person quotient ratio, or whatever you want to call it, in our family is way out of whack.
Yeah.
There are more douches than there needs to be.
So this one family that doesn't have any douches, you like gave us some, so
right.
You can have them back.
Really, we don't actually need them.
You have too much douche.
Too much.
Like, wait, mom's cool?
Did you totally just yawn?
No, I stretched.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Well, I'm obviously boring you.
No, so. I was stretching. I'm a tired bitch, okay?
So, I guess I'll just...
Mom's had me cleaning today. I mopped today.
Oh, poor you.
We had to make macaroni and cheese for Auntie Esh. And of course, quick tangent.
Oh, so. No, don't go on that tangent. Just go into your thing.
Oh, I got to tell you.
No, don't do it.
No, I got to. So Auntie Esh calls, begging Esh mom to make macaroni and cheese because Esh cousin is going to Acapulco, Mexico, and five of his friends from school are going to be at the house, and she needs something that, you know, football players can eat. Because Auntie Esh never has food in the house.
Right.
So Esh mom agrees, and she's like, well, I don't have the stuff. So Auntie Esh is like, okay, I will get you the stuff, and you will make it. And she's like, what do you need? And we're like, we need Cracker Barrel cheese, macaroni, and you know, milk. So the bag gets delivered. There's two tins. Does she get Cracker Barrel cheese? No. She gets the cheapest ass cheese. White, like the white and yellow. And I'm like, all right. I'm like, we could probably work with this. I'm like, let me look at the noodles. She gets freaking rigatoni noodles. So, of course, Esh mom has me make the cheese sauce, which Granted, with crappy ass cheese, still that was pretty good.
Right.
I'm a genius.
Right.
Put it in, and we bake it, and we take it out, and, you know, it doesn't look right. Well, of course it doesn't, because it's not made with the right fucking noodles.
Right.
All the cheese got absorbed into the noodles, so it just looks like we cooked noodles, right. And there ain't cheese.
Right.
So, of course, second Esh cousin comes to pick it up, and she looks at it, and she goes, that doesn't look like Esh mom's. And I'm like, it's not.
It's not.
That's your mom's. That's your mom's rendition on a great thing. I'm like, and Esh cousin number one is going to eat that, and he's going to know that your mom fucked up. Yeah. Oh. Yep, that's my story about mac and cheese. Sorry,
okay.
I had to tell you. It was too funny. I was rolling on the couch.
Okay.
About that. Sorry.
All right, that's all going to have to come out, but that is funny as hell. Because
I don't care.
I know. No, I understand, because that is very...
family.
Yeah.
Anyway, so...
Lisa's not Carm Bomb Night. Woo!
Oh, dear.
I can't do those things anymore. I'm getting older.
I know. So am I.
Woo. Okay. I'm ready if you're ready, children.
You know, he's older than both of us, so we shouldn't call him.
It's just
what
a
are you trying
saying.
To say? I'm not old.
Jesus Christ.
I said older.
That's what she does all older. The time. And then she wonders why I write her ass about being jobless.
Is it more jobless or no ambition to get out of the house?
No, I've been applying to
Mom
places.
Mom must make some good grilled cheese sandwiches is all I'm saying to not want to leave the house.
Shut up. All
right, Mom makes some...
We don't
some
even have
palm ass grilled cheese sandwiches, right. But what's better is her baked macaroni and cheese. But she ain't got
which
the
I know
to
how to
together.
Make, by the way.
Yeah, well, I finally got the fucking recipe. It's about damn time. Well, look, we got taught different things to cook, okay?
Yeah.
I went back and learned how to bake.
I know
I
how to
do
bake.
Pies. I do cakes.
I can do pie.
I do cake.
And I can do
so
cake, and
cake cupcake, brownie, cookie. Yo, I got that shit.
And I had no mac and cheese.
Kraft macaroni and cheese doesn't count.
No, I know Esh Mom's secret recipe, biatch.
Dude, do you know how long it took me to get that recipe? Anyway, we're getting off topic. Let's get back. It's the bomb, by the way, people.
If you,
Esh
I have
Mom's
pictures.
Macaroni, I take pictures every time she makes it.
Ask me. I will show you a picture of this delicious.
I will show you. We will
but
show you.
But I will never share it with you. Yeah. But I will show it to you.
Now I gotta find the stupid link for the Amanda's thing. So I've got the copy for the you know, the thing there.
Yeah. I don't speak Portuguese.
Right yes, now. You do. Shut the fuck up.
You speak Portuguese? I don't get
my mom. She always like, you know where the thingamajigga is with the huti mawatsit and the whatchamacallit? You know, I'm like, Mom, I don't speak Portuguese, so no, I don't.
Fuck you. You know exactly what I'm talking about. And this is episode 51 of our podcast.
Wow.
Yeah, 51. It's a good number. Good time.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's 9 less than 60.
You are correct. It is
which
exactly.
Which is almost half your age or double your age.
You know what? I would say your mother, but that would be encouraging to my mother. So I'm just going to move on. But know that I'm thinking it.
Okay.
Okay, good.
I know.
But that's all I have. Those are just kind of some things to ponder and be on the lookout for. I'm interested to see what's going to happen with Midway and some of their games because, you know, I cut my teeth as far as violent games go, truly violent games go, on Mortal Kombat, which we had to trick our mom into buying for us on the Genesis system.
You had to trick Mom.
I told her
that I was happy with my Sonics.
Yes, but I had to beg and plead and basically convince Panda to convince our mom that she wanted it for a birthday, and I told her I would give her cash if she got the game because I wanted to do Johnny Cage's fatality just over and over again. And so, you know, my mom, because she wasn't really paying attention to anything, bought it. And then we started playing it, and she's like, what the shit is that? Because that's how our mom talks. I'm like, you bought it!
Yep.
Too late now, we've already seen it. You want to play? Here's a controller.
Exactly. So as you reach certain points, you could take your Wolverine and be like, okay, I'm going to do like +3 healing or things like that. So it brought in a lot of, at least for me, RPG elements without it being a, okay, now we're going to be turn-based.
Yeah.
Yeah, if anyone hates turn-based, it's Ninja.
If I want to play turn-based, I'm going to play a board game. Which, I enjoy board games.
You know, they do have The Price is Right on the Wii.
Which sucks. Ash mom bought it because she wanted some more family game time. Even she was like, this is crap.
Sorry.
That's awesome.
My Woody Woodpecker came out of there. It's bad, people. When Ash mom says that a game sucks, it's really bad. That's a less than zero rating.
I actually think the funniest part of that whole deal was because you have to pick people and they're like generated avatars. And like the black-ish woman character looks like a hobo.
Oh, you're kidding.
Like, her hair is a mess, and she looks like she's on crack.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, bad game designers. Bad.
And mom was like, what is this? What is this shit? Literally. Yeah,
that is kind of shit. I mean, we grew up in the age of Legos, where, you know, you kind of had to have an imagination.
No, I couldn't have Legos after you got that one stuck in your nose.
You know, people didn't need to know about that.
My Legos got taken away.
Regardless, before...
Because you had to put Legos up your nose.
Our particular incident, Ninja, we lived in a time where we had Legos. And we built... I mean, you built things and I built towers.
And put Legos up your nose. All I wanted to do was build houses.
She built houses.
It was the first boy toy I was ever able to have.
I know our mother was very keen on making sure we had gender-specific toys.
And which, then you put the Lego in your nose.
Sorry. I can't go back in the time now. It happened.
It's okay.
Deal with it.
I got Legos now and Tinker Toys. I'm good.
Go right ahead. I use stickies every time.
I'm surprised that we didn't do a joke about rum at 151.
You know what? Oh, 151. I have some of that in this...
Oh, that shit's dangerous. I bought mom a...
Danger, danger!
Dude, no, you talk about danger. I bought mom thing of absinthe.
Yes.
You know, when you're on Virgin, you can buy it.
Yes.
A little $8 bottle, and it's in the kitchen. And y'all don't come visit soon. She's just going to end up with a really pretty bottle.
But I find it really interesting because it's one of those games where I feel like Eshmom could play it. Because it's really only three buttons where you're picking your answer, and
hey,
the faster your response, the better. But Eshmom could play it and enjoy it.
Eshmom could play Peggle, but she's like, it's too hard. I don't understand. I'm like, it's Plinko with a unicorn.
What's not to get, Plinko?
What's not to get? You aim a ball, you shoot it out, and you get points.
Yeah, Eshmom would be able to play guitar on up to medium on just about every one of the songs.
Really?
In the Beatles rock band.
I don't know.
Yeah. Seriously, up to medium.
I'm not sketchy.
I know,
I should trust you, but she hasn't been gaming at all.
Yeah, and this is why I make the statement. Our mom would be able to play.
Our mom couldn't play Peggle.
Let me give it to you like this. I played the game one night with AlphaBox from Dead Pixel Live. He jumped in, and after about two songs, went to hard and didn't have a problem. That's the noise my Skype makes when you call me.
Really?
It goes...
I know, it's not a very nice...
It's not. And, you know, they have the support there, obviously, to allow you to use different sound sets. It's not turned on. Because I would rather use some different sounds when you call me than the electric digital turkey gobbler.
It's like, bitch is calling you. Bitch, your phone's ringing. I want to put that on mom's phone. So freaking bad because you're like, whose phone's ringing?
So one of the things I was going to do for mom for Christmas was make ringtones. So if you want to, we could get on iChat one night and make a bunch of ringtones for her. Because I literally am going to make one that has like the background of, 227.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll be like, there's somebody on your phone. It might be family or children. If you don't pick up, you won't know. Because there's
no one on here, and there's no one on the phone, so you need to pick up this phone.
Yeah. Now, you sing better than that.
I know, but I'm not trying to sing right now.
Right.
I'm not trying.
Right.
Because I can't really sing.
That's a lie.
Shut up.
That's a lie.
It's not a lie. I can't sing.
Oh, yes, you can. You can bust up that Latin.
Shut up. Shut up. No, I can't.
Yes, you can.
Why are you making up lies about me?
I'm not. We've got video.
Shut up! We try to keep it simple, we try to keep it easy, and we're trying to get Eshmom on Twitter as well.
Oh, God.
Look, I figure if the shit my dad says thing can be popular, come on, you know Eshmom says some shit.
She can barely text on her iPhone. Do you really want her trying to Twitter?
I do. I think that'd be hysterical.
I can see right now. At Lady Esh, come home and make me dinner. At Ninja Sista, I love you.
It's because I don't live anywhere where I could make a dinner. Because believe me, if I could.
I know.
If I could, she would tell
me. At Lady Esh, where are you? I can see it now. Yes. Can we not put her on Twitter?
At Lady Esh, seriously, where are you? I know you read this.
And Reed would be spelled red.
Yes, it would. Because she'd be mad and wouldn't have... I already got the Twitter name. No.
Do not give that to Eshmom.
Tee-hees. I agree. Hands down, Beatles Rock Band wins. Okay, it's accessible to everyone. I mean, fucking Eshmom sings. She carries the tune in a bucket or two.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right.
I will accept that.
That is a fair statement.
As a respectable response.
The tune is in a bucket. It is carried.
A lot of people are kind of overlooking how simple the device is going to be to use, that how easy it's going to be to find uses for it. Okay. I can see Eshmom with one of these things.
I can't.
Well,
she would drop it.
Here's the thing. Look, there are going to be cases for it. There are going to be cases out the wazoo for it, just like there are cases for the iPhone. Okay? But here's how I can see Eshmom using it. So Eshmom's in the kitchen. Something's on TV, commercial, music video, whatever. With the size, especially her nails,
yes.
of the iPad, how much easier is it going to be for her to use Shazam, which we all know Eshmom uses the shit out of Shazam because she don't know the name of any song.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. The map feature. It's not going to be a two-handed operation as opposed to a two-fingered operation.
Hell yeah.
To me, it comes off as trying my patience. It's the...
Michelle, Mom's yelling up at me. Hold on. What? I'm recording the goddamn show! What? What is it? Pay attention now! Okay, you're going to Market Basket! Rochelle will be mad at you! I'll apologize! Okay, Mom! Sorry, Shell. She wanted me to know she was going to Market Basket.
Yeah, I heard. Just breathe. I'll pick up where I left off.
Okay. She knows I'm up here doing the show.
Hey, just let it go. Just let it go.
Okay.
I blame it on the Alzheimer's. Just let it go.
All right.
Okay. So I'm going to pick up from It Tries My Patience.
All right.
Well, here's the thing about Arkham Asylum. There's...
No. Before you even nip that. The only reason that game... I'm doing the show! I'm hungry, though!
Oh, my God.
Sorry. Now, Mom asked me what time I was doing the show, and I told her 6.
Yeah.
I'm just letting you know. Yeah. Anyway, let's re-pick that up.
Okay.
Sorry. So
pick it up from now before you nip that in the...
Now before you go on, let me nip this in the bud.
Mom? Yeah, I thought you left already. I'm about to start recording with Rochelle right now. You don't know how to set what? It should already be recording. Oh, fuck me. All right, I'm coming down.
I'll be right here.
Mom wants me to record the Kennedy thing.
Okay.
All right, I'll be right back.
I'll be right here. I can be found at twitter.com/ninjasista.
Oh, and I'm twitter.com/LadyEsh.
You can also follow Deuces Wild at twitter.com/DeucesWild, KingBabyDuck at twitter.com/King_baby_duck, and Vicious Smith at twitter.com.
Rochelle, hold on. Mom's yelling at me.
Mom, I'm finishing the show! What is it? All right, Mom. I know, Mom. We're almost done.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Because she was over Connie's. Gotcha. All right. Good thing we're near the end anyway, because she was just reminding me that Missy needs to pee.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's
I'm going to do the Twitter piece again.
Okay. Because that's what she came in and she slammed the door that I could hear. So that's why I stopped.
Yep. Okay.
Okay.
So I can be found at twitter.com/ninjasista.
And I'm twitter.com/LadyEsh.
Can you imagine being able to have a party going where you're watching Netflix and have both your friends on Xbox Live as well as your friends in the room be able to talk to each other on top of the movie?
Yeah, but then what if your mom walks in and she's like, the dog's gotta go out!
Then he just laughs and everybody goes,
the dog has to go out!
And then everybody laughs and goes, oh, Esh, Mom.
Because, you know, that happens all the time, and I'm not fast enough with that mute button, so I actually kind of like the idea of this mute button being a fast action kind of thing, because, you know, I can't catch her all the time. And then I have to go, yeah, that was my mom.
You know, quick fix for that is get your own place. But, I'm just saying.
Price points are going to be very, very key, something I'm definitely going to be looking forward to while I'm doing my booth visits, because I want to make sure that poor gamers who don't have jobs like me can still get the best.
For their mother's money.
For their parents, not just moms. Dads give out monies too. Don't forget aunts, birthdays, presents, money. It happens.
Mm.
So wherever that income is coming from, we got to put it to good use, people. And I'm looking for bargains for you and for myself.
Right. I just find it really funny that you and Mom have this beef over Beats on the day that I buy the in-ears for myself.
It wasn't a beef. It was just, you had to have been there to hear.
It was beef. Trust me. I talked, Mom called me back last night. And Mom doesn't remember to call me back. She called me back.
She hurt my feelings.
She's like, she did, little fucker. I was like, Mommy, don't let her hurt your little feelings. I'm like, hey, if she did, just remember, remind her, out of the two of you, who has a 40-hour-a-week job right now?
You know, that's not funny.
Yeah, and neither is hurting Mom's feelings. She was really hurt that you call her old.
I didn't say you were old.
Not me, her.
I did not say, Mom, you're old. I just said, Mom.
You said, because she quoted you. She quoted you, and she made sure I heard it because she said it twice. You know what she said to me? That those are for young people, and I'm not young anymore. That those are not a device for old people.
Well, they're not.
Yes, they're headphones.
Mom doesn't use her headphones.
I know.
Mom would use them one day, and then she'd lose them. I would find them, and then I would use them. And I'm like, Mom, you don't even like it.
Is you fucked it up for yourself for getting a free pair of Beats.
I forgot. But no,
Mom sat there with a straight face and she's like, I can appreciate good audio. And I'm just like, Mom, don't even fucking play with me right now. Like, you have never once in your life talked audio. So what the fuck do you know about audio?
Before you and me, I'm not saying that Mom was like a technician, but some of that technique stuff wasn't Dad's.
Oh.
Yeah, some of that was Mom's.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Better know your mom! Ding!
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. The turntable was Mom's.
Mom didn't spin, though.
No, and neither did Dad. John spin.
Spun.
And even with that, I'm pretty sure...
Oh, he wasn't whatever.
I'm just saying. She was very, very hurt by your comment. She goes, but I'm over it now. Yep. And, you know, Christmas is around the corner. I'm like, oh, Mommy. She goes, no, I'm good. I'm good. How was your day? And I was like, oh, shit. So I tried to loosen it up.
I don't care.
You might want to make some cupcakes. If I was you, I would care. I would care. Because that's your mom. You only got one. And when Mama ain't happy, according to Dr. Phil, bitch, you in trouble.
I actually met a really amazing mother today. Because she came in with a list of games, and of course she didn't know what the hell they were. And her son had a PS3. And the list was mostly PS3 games. And then there was Left 4 Dead 2. And so I explained to her.
For the 360?
Hmm?
For the for the Xbox or for the PS3? Because I think...
Well, it was just the name of the game, and I had to explain to her, yeah, it doesn't come for PlayStation 3. You know, it's for 360 and PC only. And she's like, oh, well, how much is a 360? And so we get to that.
Oh, wow.
She's like, okay, well, I'll just buy the PS3 games for now. And then she turns right back around and says, I'll get the 360 and the game.
Wow.
She's like, he's my only child. And I was like, clearly.
Damn it.
Wow. But I mean, that was.
She doesn't make moms like that anymore.
That was awesome. I was like, what a lucky kid.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's.
I was an only child for a while. And you know what? I didn't get shit like that.
Hey.
That is not fair. But that is awesome. And that is going to be one happy fucking kid Christmas morning.
Yep.
I'm going to talk a little bit about some pressing news. And this originally wasn't on the deck for today, but, you know, when things get leaked, we like to talk about them whenever we can.
Oh, man, when there's leakage, we are right there.
Ew.
What?
Speak for yourself.
At least I didn't say anal leakage.
Well, you did now.
Yeah, but...
Huzzah for you.
Aw, poop.
Do you kiss your mother with that mouth?
No.
Because you don't kiss your mama.
That's right.
You're an awful daughter.
Kissing moms is...
You know what? Be careful.
I love moms.
That's right.
That's
she
all I'm going to say.
Up, so there you go. You got to love your mom.
I love my mom.
All right.
If they're going to do a fucking show that's going to imbue different types of movie-esque things, like a musical, suspenseful, then get fucking actresses that can fucking sing. If I want to hear tone-deaf singing, Eshmom is right outside.
That's mean. It's true. But it's mean.
I mean, I could just record myself drunk if I really wanted to hear bad singing. I don't need to go to anime for it. I really don't.
I go to thrift stores and I find everything I need for a costume. Everything.
Well, see, I don't sew very well.
I do buttons. I can do buttons like the shit.
I can glue.
I'm not very good with the hot glue gun.
You find a mom that can sew and just... kiss her ass, and there you go.
I wonder if Eshmom sews. Does Eshmom sew?
Eshmom used to sew. She knits more than she sews.
Oh, well.
Although she had a sewing machine.
So, just kiss her ass, buy her chocolates, and there you go. You're all set.
She's like, hey, Mom, here's some extra money. Now make me stuff.
The really interesting thing is there's a pocket for God
damn everything.
Yeah.
You got your pencils in the front. You got your business cards in the side. You could put your PSP, your DS, and your Zune if you had one.
But okay, there's a spot for you to put external hard drives outside of your laptop, your mobile device, chewing gum, extra straps for the bag.
You could put your mother in this bag, and she could hold your laptop.
In the bag.
Not that I would want to carry Esh Mom around school.
That would be kind of heavy.
But I'm just saying, this bag can hold everything.
Yeah. By the way, tell Mom, I don't appreciate her calling me a shithead.
What you call you a shithead for?
Because I sent her a picture of my dessert.
Well, that was a very shithead move.
No, it wasn't. She says sharing is caring, so I shared.
Yeah, well, at least you didn't send her a video. But like, Mom, this is for you. Delicious.
Okay, so I sent her the email, and I told her I was sending it to her, right? And she asked me back, listen, you little piece of shit. It's not cool to hurt Mom's soul like this. Sending me pictures of food I can't eat, especially seeing how I'm not there.
I know.
I am not a piece of shit.
You shouldn't send Mom food that she can't eat.
I didn't send her food she can't eat. I sent her a picture of food.
Well, don't send her a picture of food.
I send her a picture of other things, and you know what? She can't eat those either, but I don't get called a shithead.
No, it's pretty bad. You know what? Should we just start texting Ethiopian kids all the food that we get to eat that they're not going to eat? Is that nice?
You know what?
See, it's exactly
first
the same.
First of all, the Ethiopian
Mom is
children.
Ethiopia.
Look, the Ethiopian children don't have cell phones, first of all, so we can't text them anything. We've got you covered all week long, people. Pretty much. You can't ask for much more. And if you do, you're not going to get it. Stop being greedy bastards.
And learn to share.
Because sharing is caring. Thus spoke Esh Mom. And she's right. She's never wrong. And she'll tell you that. At least every so often.
Yes.
I want to share that with you because you may not know. And sharing is caring. Esh Mom says it all the time. So that's
except STDs. Don't share those.
Yeah, that's not very
caring. That's not caring. That's a very douchebag move.
It's quite douchebaggy. And don't be a douchebag.
Oh, I gotta stretch. My leg is cramping. Cramping leg!
Your leg has a cramp.
Ooh.
You should get the clamp for your cramp.
Did you just say I should get the clap for the cramp?
No, I said you
I don't
should
know
get,
how the clap would assist
I just said that you should get a clamp for your cramp.
Oh, okay. I was like,
you should not get the clap. That
no,
would be bad.
It would. I completely
But
agree.
I would love to get that call from Mom. She'd be so pissed.
Like, Rochelle.
Rochelle.
Guess what your sister.
Rochelle. What didn't I did? Raise you girls better than that? But, Mommy, what?
What are you talking about?
Did I do something?
It's like what? Your sister, she got... she got the...
And I'm not talking about castanets. Okay, so there you have it. Another fun Esh episode. In your face. Well, mostly in your ears, really. Because it's not, unless you're looking at the website, in your face, per
but,
se.
But I mean, even that's not really something that you could say was in your face. It's not like there's, like, a picture there that's, like, in your face.
Before your face. In front of your eyes.
Yeah.
In any event, it is a funny episode. So make sure that to get more fun, weird, wackiness, and all that good stuff, that you're visiting us on the website, www.electricsisterhood.com, or you can use the short address, which is...
ESH.mobi. That's ESH.mobi. The short address will bounce to the long one, and you can check out any articles that have been written within the week. If you have any questions about those articles or just questions for us, you can email us at questions@ESH.mobi. If you aren't listening to us on iTunes, you can go there and subscribe to us.
Just search for Electric Sisterhood. Guess what? You'll find us. We're a podcast.
And if you don't want to do that, you can plug us into any RSS feeder or any podcast search engine. And you can also listen to some great shows coming out of our camp.
That's right. We kick off the week with new episodes of our podcast on every Monday. You can follow that up on Tuesday with episodes from the Boston Bastard Brigade, co-hosted by our very own King Baby Duck. And then on Wednesday, guess what? We got your nerd covered even more with a new episode of Geek Aggro, which is hosted by our very own Deuces Wild. So right there, we keep your nerd going all week long.
well, at least to the hump day, but to get you through the rest of the week, there's all the stuff that we write on our respective websites. So make sure that you're checking them out. Make sure that you're following all the social stuff by going to esh.mobi/socialize. That's esh.mobi/socialize. You can follow our Twitters. You can send us questions. You can follow the Flickers and look at the pictures and go to the YouTubes. I mean, we're all over the internet. Join us, won't you?
Please?
Pretty please? Pretty, pretty please? With sugar on top? You know where to find us. And then, you know, you can also check out some of the things that we like as well. And you can talk to us about those too. You know, like Dead Pixel Live. Love those guys. What's up, Derek?
Or Gametopius. Oh, Tedekin.
Down, girl. Down.
Sorry.
Sybil.
Sorry.
Okay, there's also Bobby Blackwolf because he's the motherfucking man.
And OLR, too. Oh, he's very nice, Rob. I like Rob.
OLR Rob is a sweetheart. I hearts him, like, so big. So make sure that you're checking those out. And, you know, if you just want something a little bit random, kind of, you know, fun, I typically like to go to Jello Skins and look at all the pretty skins and imagine how I would just deck out all my gear. So and, I'm going to say there's something I like. You should check them out.
And if you like reviews of any kind and like movie reviews and want a different perspective, you can always check out thatguywiththeglasses.com. He's awesome.
That's a good one. I heard your dreamy voice pop out there for a second.
What?
Are you okay? No. Do you need a towel? Are you sure?
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Do you have anything you'd like to disclose, Panda?
Hot oil on my back would feel great right now. And I mean that.
Wow. Okay.
Like for a massage. I could go for a massage right now. I disclose that I want massage with a Z.
Does that mean that it's like better because it has a Z?
Yep.
Oh.
It's edgier because there's a Z instead of an S.
It's more hipster because it has a Z and not an S?
It's got two Zs.
Oh, my God. Okay.
What about you? Anything that you want to disclose?
Yeah, you know, as always, talked about Apple stuff. So I own Apple stock, which means, you know, when Apple does well, my pocket does well. But you're all about helping me out, so help a sister out. But buy more Apple stuff. All right. So that's pretty much all I want to disclose. That and I love Twitter. It's the awesomes.
Oh, my God. I like Twitter, too. And that website thing where anyone can ask me anything they want and I'll answer it.
Formspring?
Yeah. I have one of those. Lady Ash, look me up. Ask me questions. I answer.
Okay. Well, I guess it's just time to say that I'm Ninja Sisto.
And I'm Pandalicious.
And we're out of here.
Hi, everybody, and everybody's mom.
I heart your moms. Not like that. Not like that.
Mom absolutely loved the Mother's Day episode. I made her listen to it, and she's like, do I really bug you guys that much? I'm like, can you not hear yourself, Mom? Like, a couple times, she's like, wow. No wonder why Rochelle gets mad at me. It was great. It was really good. She loved it.
Yeah, that's just over the course of the last year.
I know.